morning and welcome to Troll Radio Review. It's going to be a lot of fun today because we're going to rock your socks off with some good tunes. We've got Astoria High School's amazing Port City Singers. We're going to look and see if we find Mr. Troll anywhere. We've got Jackson Andrews and David Quinton. And look right here, it's the Beerman Creek String Band. You're going to have a lot of fun, so stick around for the next hour. Troll Radio Review is a collaborative effort of Coast Community Radio and Fort George Public House and Brewery. I'm your host, Debbie Twombly. Thanks for being here. Well, it's going to be a fantastic show. Those of you who know anything about me know that one of the things that I am most fond of is public schools, especially the public schools in our community here. And once a year or so, we get to have the amazing Port City Singers from Astoria High School join us. They can really fill up a stage, let me tell you. It's always nice for me. I get to see some of my former students. And Matt Pierce is the director and leader of this amazing group, and they've been practicing and getting ready for this throughout the year. They've done a lot of different things. Some of them are about to graduate from high school, and the Port City Singers are usually featured at Astoria High School's graduation and do an amazing job. So we are going to turn all the microphones over to the Port City Singers. Are we ready? All right, here you go.
Piece of dumb when all is said and done. Thank you. Thank you. brow and I sweat my rights. I'm breathing in the chemicals. I'm breaking in, I'm shaping up and checking out on the prison bars. This is it, the apocalypse. Whoa, I'm waking up.
Wow, that was just fabulous. All right. Way to go, Astoria High School. Man, that is just incredible. Well, I'm going to have three of the graduating seniors here, Chrissy, Becca, and Mariah. They're going to visit with us for a few minutes. I'm going to have you three introduce yourselves and just tell us how long you've been attending Astoria Schools.
My name is Chrissy Alexander, and I've been attending Astoria High School for all 4 years.
All right. And what about before that? Were you a...
I was at AMS my eighth grade year.
Yay,
as well.
Good job. Becca?
My name is Becca Howe, and I've been attending Astoria High School all 4 years as well.
Nice job. All right, isn't it a great school?
Absolutely.
Well, congratulations on graduating. That's going to be 1 week from today. Man, this week is going to zip by. We're all excited to know your future plans.
Well, I'm going to be going to the University of Oregon.
Ooh, fun.
And working on my master's in special education.
Ooh, okay. Well, I know all about that one. And Becca?
Well, I'm going to Portland State, and I don't know what I'm majoring in yet, but I know I am minoring in acting.
Yay, lucky Portland State.
I'm going to CLATSEP. And I am, right now I'm not in the nursing program, but hopefully getting into it next year.
It's good. Good choice. All right. So have you had some good memories of Astoria High School? Any cool things happen while you were there?
Well, of course, my favorite memory from Astoria High School has to be being involved in the Port City group.
Yeah,
we're such
yeah.
a great family all together.
Nice.
And I have my best memories of that group.
Lucky. Becca?
I think my favorite memory would have to be this year for the spring play. We did Winnie the Pooh, and I got to be Pooh Bear,
nice.
And so I was really excited about
that. Oh, you'd be a great Pooh Bear. Mariah?
I would have to say my sophomore year, I went on a raft trip with the school. It was absolutely amazing. It was so much fun.
All right, and you came back unscathed. That's just amazing. All right, well, those things are all so inspiring. There's so many fun things going on at Astoria High School. Hey, I think Stinky wants to join us.
Stinky?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Well, Stinky Toadwort, the Astoria troll, you haven't heard of him?
Well, yes, Mr. Pierce has mentioned him.
Uh-huh.
What's that smell?
Oh, sorry.
It keeps getting worse. Do you think you could open a window?
Yeah, you know what? You have to just ignore it or plug your nose. But anyway, is it okay if we bring him out all the way out? There he is, Mr. Troll.
All right, what could it hurt?
Yeah, he does have a few questions to ask you.
Well, good morning, young peoples. It is so nice of you seniors to appear on our show and take some time off from your busy schedule and all of that kind of thing. You know, it's good to have you here.
That smell, it's getting stronger.
I don't smell nothing. Maybe it's that oven-fired pizza.
That's no pizza.
Oh, guys, sorry. Just take a deep breath and carry on.
Well, we
all have to put up with it.
Well, anyway, it's all very nice, you know, if you tell us your plans and everything and how wonderful it's all been, you know, for you at the high school and here in town and stuff, but I think the people here would like to hear the rest of the story.
The rest of the story? What do you mean, Mr. Troll, the rest of the story?
Well, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. I mean, you can tell the truth, can't you?
Of course we can. At least, I mean, I can.
Well, you don't think the other two people, they could?
Well, I can't speak for the rest of them, but fire away.
Fire away? What do you mean, fire away? I have no weapons on me.
Oh, geez, come on. Mr. Troll, we just want you to go ahead and ask your darn questions. They've all agreed to tell the truth.
Well, okay. Now, tell me, seniors, what is the one thing you are not going to miss when you leave Astoria High School? The one thing that you are not going to miss.
Oh, gosh, the one thing that I am not going to miss is probably the incredibly crowded hallways.
I have to agree. I'd have to say the drama. High school drama.
Oh, you're not going to.
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah. And now, Chrissy, I understand that from Mr. Pierce and the rest of the PC singers have tell me that you're a little stressed right now. Is that true?
I guess I've been a little bit stressed lately.
Well, aren't you getting a little tired of every well-meaning adult you meet asking you about what your plans are, where are you going to school, what your career goals are, everybody that...
Well, to tell you the truth, Mr. Troll, it has been tiresome. Everyone I run into wants to know where are you going to school, how do I feel about moving out? Am I looking forward to it? Am I nervous? Yada, 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 blah, blah. As if I'm not under enough pressure with finals, the senior project, college applications, sending out invitations, figuring out how I'm
going to be. There, Chrissy. Take it easy. We're here for you, Chrissy. Take a deep breath. Mr. Troll, we should take Chrissy back to the green room. She's a little stressed.
Well,
a little stressed? A little stressed? You don't know the half of it.
Well,
nice job, Mr. Troll.
I think I opened up the proverbial can of worms there.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time, and I'm afraid it won't be the last time. I hope everything's going to be all right, Mr. Kroll. Well, we wish our three seniors and all of our Port City Singers and all of Astoria High School seniors the very, very best of luck as they step out into their next adventures, and they will have many, and I wish them to be mostly good ones. Boy, I remember college as being some of my best years. Hey, there's a great thing going on today at the Cannon Beach Art Gallery, a show called Under 18. Regional art show. The reception is from 5 to 7. The show is up until June 8th, but get there for the opening. Those are always a lot of fun. I'll be at the Encore Dance Studios performance at Seaside Convention Center today at 6:30 and tomorrow as well. Ooh, the tall ships are in town. That's a gift for all of us. Lady Washington and the Hawaiian Chieftain. There are tours going on at the East End Mooring Basin. Sunday at the Columbia River Maritime Museum on 17th Street. And over in Chinook, Lady Washington's going to end up. Last night for Coaster Theaters, The Boys Next Door, everybody is saying it is fabulous. Well, we've got Jackson Andrews here next. I see he's got David Quentin with him as well, and Spud's going to join in on the mandolin. You're going to get some fine tunes here. You guys ready? Okay.
Check, check, check.
Well, I'm Jackson, this is Dave, and this is Spud. We're so happy to be here. It's we hope you're ready to dance.
You can dance every dance with the guy who gives you the eye. Let him hold you tight. You can smile every smile for the man who held your hand beneath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Oh, I know that the music is fine like sparkling wine. Go and have your fun. Laugh and sing, but while we're apart, don't give your heart to anyone. And don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never ever let you go. I love you much too much. You can dance, go and carry on till the night is gone and it's time to go. If he asks, are you all alone? Can he take you home? You must tell him no. Place, bud.
baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never ever let you go. I need you much too much. You can dance, go and carry on till the night is gone and it's time to go. If he asks, are you all alone? Can he take you home? You must tell him. Thank you to Doc Poulin for writing that song.
Doc.
And we got a song for you now written by Hedy West. If you miss the train I'm on, you will know that I have gone. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles. You can hear the whistle blow 500 miles. Lord, I'm one. Lord, I'm two. Lord, I'm three. Lord, I'm four. Lord, I'm 500 miles away from home. 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 Lord, I'm 500 miles away from home. Let's do it, Spud. Thank you.
thanks to Hetty West for that song. Yeah, what a pretty tune. Wish I'd have wrote that one. But I did write some other songs. I got CDs for sale here, and we're going to play you one now. Unfortunately, folks, this CD is songs you've probably never heard. It's all originals, so. But here's one about a place you've heard. It's right here in town. It's called the Riverwalk. Yeah, I can see it from here, the Riverwalk. So let's use our imaginations now and pretend that we're going to go for a little walk. A little stroll down to the Riverwalk, okay? In the key of A, yes.
I see the fog burn away all over bright sunny day. I hum a song and walk along the river walk. As the tide goes out to sea, the river meets its destiny. I hum a song and walk along the river walk. If the strife in life drags you down in some hole, a little stroll helps mellow the soul. I see the ships go out to sea, I think about their destiny. I hum a song and walk along the river walk. Walk does much more than wear down your shoes. The river walk can conquer your blues. So when I'm dealing with the blues, I just put on my walking shoes. I hum a song and walk along the river walk.
We got one more to do, I guess. Yeah, we got a Lieber and Stoller song we want to try for you. An old song about a guy that had a bad love life, so he went down to see the fortune teller. Yes.
I took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap tooth. She's got a pad down on 34th and Vine. She's selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm, then she waved a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number 9. She bent down and turned around and gave me a wink. She said, I'm gonna mix it up right here in the sink. It smelled like turpentine and looked like India ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes, and I took a drink. I didn't know if it was day or night. I started kissing everything inside.
But when I kissed a cop down on 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. She bent down and turned around and gave me a wink. She said, I'm gonna mix it up right here in the sink. You smell like turpentine and look like India ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes, and I took a drink. I didn't know if it was day or night. I started kissing everything inside. But when I kissed a cop down on 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. Love potion number 9. Love potion number 9.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks, Bud Siegel, for sitting in with us today.
Hey. Thanks so much, Jackson, Dave, and Spud. We'll get the Beerman Creek String Band rounded up here. We'll let you know there's some great things going on. There's a couple more things tonight. The Third Street Band is playing at the Cove in Long Beach. And Carrie Novelty and Eddie Parente at 7 p.m. tonight. Celtic Music and More at the Peninsula Arts Center, a very cool little venue over in Long Beach. Hey, and right here on this stage where we're standing right now, tomorrow night here at Fort George at 8 p.m., Los Estupidos, African Latin hip hop and more. That sounds like a blast. And there's also the Labyrinth Walk tomorrow at Grace Episcopal from 3 to 6. Coming up next week is the Tenor Guitar Gathering, starting on Thursday, going on all weekend, tenorguitarfoundation.org. You can find the schedules and what's going on there. It's a big, big thing that happens here in Astoria, and I hope you get to take part in some of it. Well, we got Beerman Creek here figuring out how they're going to fit themselves onto this stage. I think they can do it. We got Spud joining us today. Down from the city. By the way, Troll Radio Review, of course, is free and family-friendly, but we do have a donation tub right back here on the round table over there by Mr. Troll. Don't let his smell scare you away. Go ahead and put a buck or two in there. Coast Community Radio is one of those great venues that has a little something for everybody. We've got kids programming and jazz and folk and public affairs and lots of classical music. Some news and information. Are we ready here, guys?
Are we ready?
Got some lively tunes for us. I'm turning my mic over to Spud.
Spud's letting me play his mandolin. I feel very honored.
Well, old-time string band music, you can't get away with playing a few drinking songs. And inspired by the Fort George Brewery here where we play, this first song is called Four Nights Drunk.
Oh, yeah.
This next song, we're not sure where it comes from originally, but we heard it from the Unholy Modal Rounders.
I think it came from the Sanctified Singers.
The Sanctified Singers, originally. Knox is the historian in the group.
Close.
Wait, that's Jackson's mic. That's not on.
Oh.
Well, yeah, you'll have to share that one.
Actually, this song was on the Harry Smith album, too.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
The anthology.
Famous.
Library of Congress. Portland guy.
Tell you because I love you so. No doubt you've been converted, but that ain't never been so. Some people try to tell you that they know what to do, but Jesus Christ, my Savior, got better things for you. He got better things for you, more than your friends can do. He's got the Holy Ghost and the fire just pull you through. He got better things for you, more than your friends can do. Not sufficient, had to go with John and travel to Jerusalem, and there he made her new. And now she's sitting in glory, she's got better things to do. Got better things for you, more than your friends can do. Got the Holy Ghost and the fire just to pull you through. Got better things for you, more than your friends can do. So set your mind on Jesus and better. That was not sufficient. He had to kneel to pray. So God sent down an angel and told him what to do. So now he's sitting in glory. He's got better things to do. Got better things for you, more than your friends can do. He's got the Holy Ghost and the fire just to see you through. Got better things for you, more than your friends can do. So set your mind on Jesus. Set better. So some people try to tell you they know what to do, but Jesus Christ, my Savior, got better things for you. He got better things for you, more than your friends can do. Got the Holy Ghost and fire just to see you through. Got better things for you, more than your friends can do. So set your mind on Jesus, got better things for you. So set your mind.
Yes, now we're going to do it. You always follow a drinking song with a religious song and then follow that one with another drinking song.
Oh, it's tea.
But it's tea, though, yes. Yeah. What kind of tea?
Yeah.
All right, so good to have this fine dancing music. Well, I want to say thanks to all the amazing musicians we've had today. Any of them that can get up here to go out on the ending song, I don't know what we've got planned here. Thanks to Port City Singers and Matt Pierce and Jackson Andrews and Dave Clinton. All these amazing, such an amazing. Hey, a big thanks to the Blue Scorcher Bakery. They're really great about sending us over cookies and coffee to keep us going. Thanks to our amazing engineering staff. We've got Brian, Terry, Carol, Ray, and Yosef. And a big thank you to the staff of the Fort George. You guys are amazing for bringing us in here. And, of course, to the board of the Telecom Foundation, without whom this amazing radio station would not be here. Well, we're going to, next month in June, we're not going to be here at Fort George. We're going to go back over to the Performing Arts Center with the Astoria Music Festival. So if you need a little touch of some classical music on a kid's level, they always do some absolutely amazing things there, and it's really fun. So last Saturday of June, we'll be over at the Performing Arts Center with Astoria Music Festival. Hey, we've got a bunch of musicians up here ready for something, with something really creative, I'm sure. So I'm going to say one last thank you to everybody who comes and makes this happen. Keep it happening, and we're going to go out of here with something fun. Thanks. See you next month.
We're going to go out of here in the key of D.
My rolling star, all alone and lost. For a life of sin, I have paid the cost. When I pass by, all the people say, there goes another guy down the lost highway. Just a deck of cards and a jug of wine, and a woman's life makes a life like mine. The day we met, I was afraid. I started going down that lost highway.
Let's play.
Just a lad, nearly 22. Neither good nor bad, just a kid like you. Now I'm afraid, it's time to pay the price.